This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today gave approval for the creation of a domestic insurance pool named Bharat Maritime Insurance Pool with a sovereign guarantee of 12,980 crore rupees to facilitate continuous maritime insurance coverage. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the pool ensures that Indian trade continues to have access to affordable insurance for vessels carrying cargo from any international origin to Indian ports and vice versa, even when transiting volatile maritime corridors. He said the pool will cover all maritime risks like hull and machinery, cargo protection and indemnity, and war risk. A governing body constituted for this pool would oversee the formation and functioning of the pool.
Insurers or reinsurers are not ready to provide insurance for ships traveling to West Asia. In this scenario, we have the ship or ship owner, followed by the insurer, then the reinsurer, and behind them, the sovereign backstop. This arrangement has been made under this program. A sovereign guarantee fund of around 12,980 crore rupees will be created, which will be for maritime insurance. This will cover all types of maritime risks, including hull, machinery, cargo, P&I, production and indemnity, and war.
Hull, machinery, cargo, P&I, war, in sab ko isse cover karenge.
The cabinet also approved the release of an additional installment of DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners with effect from the 1st of January this year, representing an increase of 2% over the existing rate of 58% of the basic pay or pension to compensate against price rise. The minister said the cabinet has also given its approval for the continuation of Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana, PMGSY3, beyond March 2025 up to March 2028. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs today approved two railway projects with total cost of 24,815 crore rupees. The minister informed that these projects are the Ghaziabad Sitapur 3rd and 4th line and the Rajahmundry Nidadavulu Vishakhapatnam Duvada 3rd and 4th line. He said they cover 15 districts across Uttar Pradesh and Andhra Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the nation at 8:30 tonight. The address comes a day after the Constitution Amendment Bill linked to the women's reservation failed to get a two-thirds majority for its passage in the Lok Sabha after opposition parties did not back it. The proposed legislation tied to the implementation of women's reservation through delimitation fell short of two-third majority after a long debate. Both houses of parliament were adjourned sine die today. With this, the budget session of parliament, which commenced on the 28th of January this year, came to an end. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections has intensified across West Bengal. Senior leaders from the Bharatiya Janata Party addressed rallies in different parts of the state. Leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari held a rally in Nandigram in Purbo Mednipur district, while Dilip Ghosh addressed a gathering in Kharagpur. The BJP leaders targeted the ruling Trinamool Congress over alleged mismanagement and corruption. Party leaders, including Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma, campaigned in North Bengal. They alleged that an atmosphere of fear prevails in the state. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Mohan Yadav addressed a rally in Kamarhati in North 24 Parganas district, alleging that West Bengal has lagged behind under the Trinamool Congress government. On the other hand, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee claimed the BJP would face defeat in the assembly elections. She referred to yesterday's defeat of the Constitution Amendment Bill and criticised the BJP leadership. Another TMC leader, Abhishek Banerjee, held a roadshow in Faraka in Murshidabad. He accused the BJP of neglecting West Bengal. Congress leader and Telangana minister Muhammad Azharuddin addressed public meetings in Murshidabad and Malda districts. Left parties and other political groups have also intensified their campaign activities in the state. In an unprecedented move, the Election Commission has announced that a Lakshman Rekha or boundary line will be drawn around every polling booth in West Bengal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.